I'm not great at math, but I know that 100 times 100 equals 10,000. That's exactly the way the math works with the power of 100 plus women of St. Croix Valley, a group of over 100 women that meets twice a year to help raise money for local nonprofits. Each woman brings $100, and they choose which nonprofit receives the $10,000 at the end of the night. To learn more about this group and its impact, we're joined on the podcast this week by Renee Fry, who owns a business downtown Hudson and is no stranger to supporting local. Renee is on the planning committee of the Power of 100 Plus Women of St. Croix Valley and shares some impactful stories of past meetings, plus she has information for other women who might want to get involved. Enjoy my conversation with Renee Fry. I'm excited to talk to today's guest who reached out to me and mentioned a pretty cool organization that she's a part of. She also does some other cool things in town and has her own business, and we'll talk about all that here in just a minute. Renee Fry is the guest today. Renee, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Tyler?
I'm good, thanks. Renee is a local business owner and is a member of the Power of 100 Plus Women of St. Croix Valley Planning Committee, so we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but I first kind of want to talk a little bit about you, learn a little bit about you. So tell me, I guess, first of all, how long have you lived in Hudson?
Yeah, the great question. So my husband and I actually moved here January of 2007.
Okay.
And I don't recommend moving in the winter. It was awful. It was like 20 degrees, snow everywhere. And if we do the math, that's about, what, 17 years. And 4 years after, we had our first daughter.
Okay.
And then 2 years after that, we had our second daughter. And we just love Hudson. And fun fact, Dustin, my husband and I actually met at Dick's Bar.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
We totally, life is one big circle. Yeah. And we prove that story because here we are in Hudson.
Very cool. I love that. Well, as I mentioned off the top, you wear a lot of hats in your career. Speaker, author, just received a copy of your book. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Career coach and a recruiter as well. Tell me a little bit about your company, Talent Q, and how you found your passion for recruiting.
Yeah, so first let me share a little bit about my company.
Sure.
Talent Q, I started it 9 years ago after being a recruiter at Target for 7 years. And Talent Q is the most comprehensive nationwide recruiting firm. We provide 360 support on both sides of the coin to hiring leaders as well as job seekers. And most companies are struggling to hire people. We uncover hidden talent that no one else can find, which ensures your team is fully staffed and thriving. And most people in their jobs are frustrated and want to quit, but they don't know where to start. So we help them transform their lives by giving them the tools they need to find a job that makes them jump out of bed.
Sure.
And we recruit nationwide for salaried positions.
Okay.
In supply chain, operations, accounting, finance, IT, and human resources.
Okay.
And my passion,
yeah,
came really early in life. So 2 years out of college, I landed in recruiting. I was getting out of a sales job, insurance sales, and I landed in recruiting. I truly love people. I'm 1,000,000% extroverted, and I'm deeply curious. So I enjoy learning about different jobs and the functions and what they do for a living. And I loved learning about companies, how they're structured. And in my mind, there's nothing more rewarding than helping people get pay raises and promotions.
Yeah.
So 20 years later, I'm still in the same profession.
Very cool. And yeah, like I said, your company is located downtown Hudson. You were saying you're in the Grand Fett building, and
yeah,
you had previously been other part of town, but you wanted to move downtown. I guess, what do you enjoy most about being a small business owner here in Hudson and then maybe also specifically in downtown too?
Yeah, what I enjoy most is my 6-minute commute because I live 2 miles down the road. But, that's a bonus. However, in all seriousness, what I love about being a business owner in Hudson is supporting the local community.
Yeah.
I have a huge sense of pride in contributing to the local economy and being part of the vibrant tapestry of the small businesses that make Hudson unique.
Mm-hmm.
And being downtown, my team and I can have walking sessions outside. We can do walking statuses. We can have meetings down by the river.
Yeah.
And so that's my favorite.
But a good place for lunch, too. You can,
yes,
just walk out the door, and you got plenty of options for lunch.
Oh, exactly.
Too,
so. Exactly.
Well, one of the reasons that I mentioned we're here today is to talk about the Power of 100-plus Women of St. Croix Valley, which you had kind of introduced me to. I was not familiar with the group before, so I was glad to learn a little bit more about it. So maybe first just share what exactly the group is and how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So our mission is to unite the energy and diversity of women across generations to make a powerful, lasting impact on our local community. And the Power of 100 St. Croix Valley, we meet twice a year in Hudson,
okay,
once in the spring, once in the fall, and over 100 amazing women from our community come together. Everyone there in attendance ready to contribute $100 mm-hmm. each. We have three charitable organizations that present to us, and these three organizations share how their causes are making a significant impact on our local community. Mm. So they provide an overview of who they serve, what they do, how long they've been around, and really bring awareness to their organizations.
Yeah.
Each nonprofit is given 7 minutes to give their presentation.
Okay.
And they're all given the same amount of time, 7 minutes, nothing more, nothing less. Yeah. Yes, we time them.
The red light goes off or something, a buzzer when they're done.
Yeah, I actually have a red heart palette
okay.
that I flip up. But in addition to giving an overview of their organization, during their presentation, they're sharing with everyone in the room what they're going to do with the 10 grand if they win and how that would benefit their organization, how they're going to utilize it, how many people or families that money is going to impact.
Right.
And it's so cool. And what makes our event truly unique is that attendees actively participate in voting for the next Power of 100 impact winner. So after the three nonprofits present, everyone is given a ballot right then and there, and they vote for who they believe should win the 10 grand. And then we tally the votes immediately, and we announce the winner, and everyone either gives the $100 or they start writing their checks.
Yeah.
And that collective $10,000 donation really goes a long way to benefit that organization's mission.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and clearly there's only one winner.
Right.
But prior to the presentations, everyone has a little table or a booth, and they have representatives there sharing what they do, what their organization does. They have brochures and information. So the women in attendance can go and chat and learn more about all of these organizations.
Yeah.
And everyone's encouraged. If they feel compelled to donate to those other organizations,
sure,
they can do so. And every organization walks away a winner because of the awareness. And the other two organizations that don't win are actually given cash donations that night as well.
Oh, very cool. And like you said, just that awareness is a great opportunity for them, I imagine. And we'll talk maybe kind of some of the experiences in the past. But I was curious how you came to join the group, maybe when you first heard about it, and then what led you to get more involved as a co-chair?
Yeah. So my friend, Erin Mason, who's a fellow Hudson business owner, she owns Mason Jar Marketing.
Oh, sure.
And her
no relation to me, by the way.
Relation to you. Yeah, I wondered. But her office is right around the corner from mine. But she had shared with me the information about the group and one of their events. And I thought it was a dynamite concept, one that I could really get behind. You know, we're all super busy.
Yeah.
I love getting around other empowering women. You listen to three nonprofits, I get to donate and vote, and collectively it's 10 grand. I mean, it sounded amazing. And the first event that I attended was back in October 2018.
Okay.
I've been going ever since. And then, you know, I had always been looking to be generous and support worthy causes. This takes an hour of my time. We hear from three nonprofits. We vote, we give $100, and it makes me feel so good knowing that I'm impacting the community.
Yeah.
And as I kept attending the events, it's something that I became really passionate about. And my friend was on the planning committee, Michelle, and she's like, you should join the planning committee. And so then, you know, she didn't even have to twist my arm. I was like, sure, what do I do? What do you want me to do? I'm totally getting involved.
Sure, that's awesome. Now, I'd be curious to hear some maybe past experiences from the group, anything that maybe stories that stand out as particularly impactful from, you know, the years that you've been going.
Oh, my gosh. Every single time it's so uplifting, but always an emotional night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've shed tears listening to the nonprofits because some of their causes are so moving and the impact that they make on our community is so tremendous and heartwarming. The last event is really top of mind for me. So St. Croix Valley Food Bank brought a huge awareness to their Hispanic Food Division program.
Okay.
And I had no idea there was such a need for Hispanic families in the area to provide food. And the amount of money that we raised, I mean, we had record attendance. We blew it out of the water.
More than $10,000.
Yeah, it was definitely more than $10,000. And they had one of the families there that utilizes the food bank and her son. And you just, I mean, your heart goes out to these people that are struggling to just put food on the table. And so there's always emotions involved at the night, Tyler.
And then I suppose when they win or when they find out that they're getting the money too, that's got to be a pretty exciting time for that group.
Oh, it is so, they're always jumping up and down, you know, or some of them are shedding tears of happiness too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm curious about, so the groups that participate have to be a 501c3 nonprofit, correct?
Is that correct?
So as far as kind of the eligibility and the criteria for that, is there anything else, you know, do they have to be based in Hudson or St. Croix Valley or what's kind of the criteria for that?
We don't have firm parameters around geography, but we want to make sure that who's presenting is going to impact individuals in the St. Croix Valley, and it's going to be benefiting the local community. And the process begins with numerous organizations are nominated by attendees through our website. Okay. Our website is powerof100.org. And even nonprofits can nominate themselves for the opportunity to present.
Okay.
Same, they'd go to the website and you can nominate on there, powerof100.org. And then our diligent planning committee meticulously reviews, validates, and then selects the three nonprofits that are going to present to us at the next event.
Very cool. And now for the women who join the events, is there anything that they should know or things that they need to do in advance, or do they just kind of show up and they hear the pitches? And I guess take me through, you know, the process for one of these 100 plus women who come to the event.
Sure, Tyler. So a few things people should know is that anyone is welcome. And if you decide to come, bring a friend, grab your girlfriend so we can continue to grow the number of attendees and continue to make a bigger impact. You'll need to register for the event. You can do that on our website, powerof100.org. There is a $25 fee that covers the event space and the appetizers. If you forget to register, you still can show up and pay at the door. That's not a problem. Or if you one of your girlfriends decides to come the day of, she can register at the door too.
Okay.
There's a cash bar. We open the doors an hour before the presentation begins, which is the social hour. And during that time, you can meet new women in the area, catch up with your girlfriends, have a drink, enjoy some appetizers. And we start the presentation at 7 p.m. sharp. The presentation is 1 hour. And then after the presentation, anybody is welcome to stay and socialize after, which I think last time we were there, I mean, we were there till like, what, 9:30, 10-ish.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah,
you can really make a fun night out of it, too.
Yeah. And you said it's always in Hudson. Has it moved locations throughout, or where have you guys hosted this before?
Yeah, most recently we have been hosting it at White Eagle.
Okay, sure.
But, yeah, it's always in the Hudson area.
Okay, very cool. I think you've got one coming up in April, is that correct?
Yeah.
At White Eagle as well, I think.
Yep.
Am I correct about that?
April 22nd at White Eagle.
Okay. Well, we'll mention that again at the end, but I might be jumping ahead of myself here, but you said White Eagle and it made me think of it.
Yeah.
You kind of talked about earlier how groups that aren't selected for the $10,000 are still able to share their message. How valuable can that be for these groups who aren't selected, just as you kind of said a little bit, to share their message and to share the cause that they're working towards?
Yeah, absolutely, Tyler. Even the two groups that don't present, if they don't win the 10 grand, I mean, it still brings tremendous awareness to their organization. I've been attending since 2018, and I've got to tell you, there are so many times the three nonprofits who are presenting, I'd never heard of them in my life.
Huh.
And so it brings tremendous awareness to them. And then even people, like, they end up donating money later or they end up becoming a volunteer for that organization.
Yeah.
It brings such an awareness about all of the support that we have right here in our community.
Right. And to me, one of the neat things you just mentioned, our community here, is that these are local women supporting local causes. How much pride does the group take in supporting local, whether that's Hudson specifically or St. Croix County, St. Croix Valley more broadly?
Yeah, tremendous pride.
Yeah.
The nonprofits who present will benefit individuals in our area. That's really, really important to us. And everyone who attends, we all want to make an impact in our community.
Yeah.
And when we collectively come together and each give $100 and it turns into 10 grand, I mean, it's huge. And it's all about that collective. At our last event, we shattered records. We had an unprecedented number of attendees. We surpassed the 10K impact donation. And to date, we've collectively proudly donated over 130,000 wow. from all of our events.
That's amazing. And I could be wrong. Are there other groups like this in other regions? I think there might be. You maybe even mentioned that when we first spoke. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there's. I know there's one in River Falls.
Okay.
I think there's one in Roberts or Hammond area.
Okay.
I just heard there's one starting up in Stillwater.
Okay.
I know there's one in Hastings. Yeah, they kind of pop up all over.
Very cool. We talked about the spring one coming up here. For anyone listening who maybe would like to get involved, you kind of said what they could do, but anything else they should know if maybe they've not been before, they've never heard of it, and they're just finding out about it now, what yeah. should they know?
You should come and show up because I'd love any woman listening. I encourage you to join us. You are going to love it. It will be very memorable. Our next giving event is April 22nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at White Eagle Golf Course, and the evening kicks off with appetizers and a cash bar. Presentations start at 7, and you can register to attend at powerof100.org. And if you know of a nonprofit in need of additional support, please nominate them at our website at powerof100.org.
Very cool. A couple other ones here before I get to the final question, which yeah. is the question I ask everyone. I think you said you have a podcast as well. If you
want
to kind of share about your podcast and maybe what you talk about or how long you've been doing it, what you enjoy
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, yeah. So my podcast is called The Conscious Professional. So I'm all about coupling mindset with career
okay.
and really helping people break through, you know, anything related to what do I do if I didn't get promoted? I was passed up for promotion. I have imposter syndrome. Really, how to get your mind straight, because I'm a huge growth mindset person.
Sure.
And I've coached people for years, and I just want to help people and help them get unstuck.
How long have you been doing that for?
The podcast? Oh my gosh, I think 2018. So okay. it first started as Careers and Cocktails, and now we've shifted it to The Conscious Professional.
Okay. What do you enjoy about it most?
Really, so I'll tell you a story. I was sitting at my desk and one of my friends had written down the statements that I had shared. So I always share like the key points at the end of the podcast.
Sure.
And it was, she runs a huge sales team and she took a picture. It was on her training whiteboard uh-huh. and that was something she was going to cover for her team. So huh. that was like so awesome.
That's cool.
yeah.
Well, I was going to ask about the book, too. And I just, before we start, you gave me a copy of your book, I Hate Mondays, A Guide to Landing a Job That Makes You Jump Out of Bed. When did you write this and what was kind of the inspiration behind writing it?
Oh, my gosh. When did I write it? Does it say? It's been so long. 2017.
2017. Okay.
It's been so long. So I actually started, I remember being in ninth grade in some advanced writing class, and I was like, I'm going to write a book someday. Well, never did I ever think it was going to be about job searching.
Yeah.
But I was on a plane to Las Vegas, and it just started coming to me, and I was writing it on the notepad of my phone.
Huh.
Well, then one of my business coaches, she connected me with an editor, and
okay.
so I'm like, all right, I'm going to write this, but let's get it done. And so I teamed up with the editor. She was phenomenal. Now, this book is not boring because of my editor. She's like, Renee, let's weave an actual story of someone that you've helped throughout.
Hmm.
And so that makes it totally digestible. Otherwise, yeah. it would be super boring, but she had me weave this story throughout, and so it was super cool. And yeah, I published a book.
Very
so
cool.
One of my
yeah.
dreams came true.
Very cool. I'm excited. yeah, I'm excited to read it. And yeah, thanks for appreciate that. I was going to ask about the speaking part that you do as well. Tell me about where you speak, what you talk about. Is it also kind of career focused things?
Yeah, yeah. It either is career focused. So I've spoke at really large Fortune 500 companies. Usually they have topic that they want me to speak about, whether it's getting in the driver's seat of your career or they want to know about my journey and starting my business. It really is company specific. So I've spoke at 3M, Blue Cross Blue Shield, University of Wisconsin, multiple locations. And then I also participate in the HMG CIO Summit,
okay.
where I've been speaking to IT executives, and that's about career planning and, you know, getting ready for the next level. And
sure.
there they have a plethora of different topics. So it really depends on what they are looking for me to speak on. But yeah. usually it's about career advancement, mindset,
Very cool. Just hearing you talk about it on this, I can tell you're passionate about it, and I'm sure the speeches are pretty exciting as well. So that's very cool. Well, speaking of passion, the last question I ask everyone is their favorite thing about Hudson. I know you've lived here for quite a while now, and you have a business here. I'm curious, Renee, what's your favorite thing about Hudson?
Yeah, I would say the stunning St. Croix River.
Sure.
That's what really drew my husband and I here, because we love boating, we love the beach. But if you're asking about the city and stuff to do, I have way too many favorites. I can't just name one, but I love the restaurants downtown. We love, Lolo and Barker's and San Pedro and Black Rooster. And we love taking the family to see plays at the Phipps. Hmm. And I love how the city is decorated for the holidays. I love everything about it.
Yeah. You mentioned a couple former podcast guests, another upcoming one in there that will be out, I think, the week after you. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, yeah. That's great. Well, Renee, anything else you wanted to add that maybe we didn't touch on?
No. Join us at our next event, April 22nd. Jump on the website, powerof100.org, and then introduce yourself to me when you get there.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I hope people listening do sign up and help out these great causes, because, as we said, it's local supporting local, and it sounds like some great organizations have been represented there throughout the years. So hope everybody signs up and sees Renee there. So, Renee, thanks so much for taking time today.
Thank you, Tyler. It's been a blast.
Yeah, likewise. And thanks to everybody for tuning in today to another episode of St. Croix Stories. I really appreciate the support. If you're not already subscribing to the podcast, hopefully you are, but you can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at stcroixstories.com. Until next time, have a great day.